98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke. Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
And welcome back to the show. The Arizona Coyotes are, what, a seventh round shot away from being 4-0 in their last four games. Instead, they're 3-0-1, which is still pretty good. And their head coach, Andre Tourigny, joins us right now. Coach, thank you for the time. I guess first, let's just start with what you've seen from your team. Do you feel like they are turning a corner here over the last couple weeks?
Well, I think they keep working hard. I think they I'm not sure anything changed in their approach or the way we do things. I think we work really hard. And, you know, when I looked at the previous stretch of game, we were playing pretty good, but we're playing against a really good team. You know, when we started the season, I think after 10 games, we already played eight of the best team in the league, of the top 10 in the league. So, and we came up really close. If you look at the game in Carolina and Washington, Philly, and other games where we're one shot away in the third period to win the game. So I think it's just right now it balanced during the season. When you look at it, you sometimes you win some close one, you lose some close one, you win some games you should not have win, and the opposite is true. You win some game, you lose some game, sometimes you should have win. So I think that was one of those weeks.
You know, Coach, it's amazing because the game is played by human beings, and confidence is so critically important, especially when you play at the highest level our species can generate. These last four games, and the fact that they've seen themselves be successful in these last four games, I would imagine the confidence on this team has got to be boosted quite a bit, is it not?
Yes, it is. And you know what I like as well is we came back in games. We made a few comeback in the third period, and we found a way to go get the win and go get some points. So that is huge. And like you said, the confidence is an important thing. That's why it's important to not just base your confidence on result. Result help. But you need to be objective, look your performance, and look what you did right so you don't go too high or you don't go too low. When things going well, it's not going as well as you think. You're always 5 or 10% away of doing the wrong thing. And when your things are going wrong or going bad, it's the same thing. You're not as far as you think. You're probably 1 or 2 play or 5% or 10% away from turning the corner. So it's important to stay level, stay even keel, and keep grinding.
Bear, I was just going to ask you this right here. When you get up in front of your team and you talk to your team, do you tell them this stuff? Do you want them to buy into this confidence and what they've seen over the last four games in particular, the fact that they have gotten results? Do you try to highlight it and mention it and get them to buy into it? Or stay away from it and just let them figure it out?
For me, I don't want to have a different approach every game depending on the score. You want your team to be consistent, and you as a coach, you will have a different approach, and you will be inconsistent in your approach, and you will be high or low. I don't think that's the right message. I think when we play well, I have always video or why we played well and what we can do better. And when we didn't play as well, I have same thing, same approach. Mm. That's how we're doing well, and that is what we did not do good enough, and that's what we have to fix. And it's the same approach, same consistency, not always the same message, because there's different part of the game can be improved, and there's different stuff we want to get better at. And sometimes we, as an organization, we look at it and say, okay, that part of our game needs to be better, so let's address it and stuff like that.
But the
structure of the message is the same. Where I don't want to go too high and get too excited, or go too low and be too negative. It's same day has to be the same approach, the same enthusiasm.
Love that.
We're going in the day knowing what what do we have to do?
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney. Coach, Clayton Keller got the game winner against Detroit. He was pretty emotional and fired up after that. I mean, the team was fired up to get that overtime win. Then you get another one the next night. But specifically with Keller, a guy who bases a lot of his game on producing offensively, and he was in a little bit of a slump there. Now he's got 4 points in his last three games. How big do you think that goal was for him?
You know, Kel's... it was for sure. It's huge because, like you said, you're an offensive player. You want some result, but I think he's a good example of what we did talk about just before. Kel's now is stronger than he was. He's more complete. He's getting more mature as an individual, as a player, and he helps the team in more ways than just producing. And that's the way it has to be in the NHL. You know, if you want to have success, if you look the Sidney Crosby of that world, or you can name every player you want, you need to be to find a way to help your team in many ways. And Kels has that competitive nature. He's really driven, and he wants to be the best player he can be. And he's much better away from the puck. He's much better defensively. He's really competitive. He makes play. He can shoot. He can make a lot of thing on the ice right now, and he wins battle below the goal line. And all stuff make him a difference maker. It's not just, I don't look at the game at Keller anymore and just thinking at what he can produce offensively. He helps the team in many ways. He play PK, he play against top opponent. He's not a player you need to use mostly on offensive zone faceoff. You can use him everywhere on the ice against best player on the other side. So yeah, he grew his game, and now he's taking more pride in that. At the beginning, he did it because he knew that's where he needs to go as a player, but now he's doing it with pride. He's proud of himself of doing it, and you can see in his game. And sometimes at the start of the season, he was playing good game, but was not producing offense, and he was disappointed about himself. Was saying, "Yeah, I did not produce." Yeah, and we got to the point where now he can play a game without producing and knowing, I played a good game today. I generate some stuff. I was really tough to play against. I was good for the team. I create takeaways and stuff like that. So, yeah, he's getting at another level right now.
You know, speaking of tough, Bear, you have got a tough task tonight against Edmonton. What makes the Oilers so good?
I think they have two really special player. We need to be honest with that, you know, and their special team is their power play is number one in the league, 10% above the second. So that shows you how good they are, and their penalty killing is second in the league. So their special team is extremely elite. Plus they have a team who possess the puck a lot. So you draw a lot of penalty when you possess the puck, and they're best in the league for possession. That's a strength of them. And then that bring power play for them, give them a chance to play on the power play, and that's where they excel. You know, if you look at McDavid, 50% of his production is on the power play this year. Draisaitl, 40% of his production is on the power play. They are really dynamic players. So they have defensemen really active on the offense, and they have a player who can hold on puck and create possession in the offensive zone. So we need to be able to defend against that.
Andre Tourney, we always appreciate the time, man. Good luck tonight against the Oilers.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Happy Thanksgiving, Coach.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. You too, guys.